everything about him easy and casual. Nelson Aramis, one of the police technical advisors for the show, approaches Thomas, whispers something to him, and they walk over to a pair of young women who are visiting the set. They smile shyly as Thomas greets them, then glow like Christmas bulbs when he stands between them for a picture, an arm encircling each girl's shoulder. His smile radiates warmth and humor. His green eyes gaze confidently at the camera. "Philip goes out of his way to be nice," says Scott Partridge, who's head of security. "That's how he's always been." Suddenly, shrieks split open the cool morning air. Don Johnson has stepped out of his trailer with his bodyguard, and the fans outside the fence wave and shout. He walks quickly, his head down, his bodyguard keeping pace with him like a shadow. He glances up as he passes two young boys visiting the set and grins. "Hi, guys," he says in his raspy voice. "How's it going?" The two boys grin back, then look at each other, their eyes wide with astonishment. You can just see what's going through their heads. "It's Sonny Crockett. Wow, he said hi to us." Thomas and Johnson hop into the silver van, and with Johnson at the wheel, screech off toward a distant hangar. The pilot, Jackson, played by Gary Cole, takes up his position next to the Lake 250. His girlfriend, Lonnie, played by Nicole Fossey, remains just off the set. Someone shouts, "Okay, quiet on the set, quiet!" And the request echoes as others repeat it over and over again until it's like the sound of hawkers at a carnival. The cameras are rolling as the van speeds toward the Lake 250. Crockett and Tubbs, who are undercover, get out of the van. They open the back doors and unload crates packed with cocaine, carrying them to the open door of the plane. Jackson starts running at the mouth, telling Crockett and Tubbs that he doesn't want to smuggle anymore. "There are only two ways I can end up, dying or dead," he says. As he's talking, Lonnie steps out, and Jackson explains that he confided in her about the deal. Lonnie, however, has plans of her own. She pulls a gun on Crockett and Tubbs and orders them into the plane. "Okay, cut," shouts Jim Johnson. "Hey, someone forgot a line," points out the script supervisor. "Doesn't matter," Johnson replies. A moment later, he corrects himself. "Well, it matters, but we'll get it in later." Don Johnson confers with the director, gesturing with his hands as he describes how he feels the scene could be improved. He seems to be suggesting changes in who should stand where, and how Nicole Fossey, Lam, should point her gun. Thomas, meanwhile, stands off to the side, talking with a couple of crew members and observing what's going on. As it turns out, the 30-second scene is shot and reshot for the next 4 hours. Marty Schwartz, who sets up the production board from which the shooting schedule is taken, is well aware of how such a delay can affect his goal of shooting 7 pages of script a day. As first assistant director, in fact, his responsibility is the set. What happens on it, what doesn't happen. And yet, throughout the long stretch, he maintains his equanimity. Perhaps that's part of why he's the only assistant director on Vice who's made it past 4 shows. "You've got to be fast and physically in shape to keep pace with this show," he remarks between takes. "This is a tough outdoor show with lots of hours. You're sometimes on your feet from 5 in the morning to 10 or 11 at night, and you're still going. Even though a lot of it is mental work, it's still fatiguing. There are also a lot of different personalities to deal with." Schwartz is first assistant director for every other show. On the off weeks, he prepares for the next show, working with the director of the week. Like guest stars, directors appear on Vice for 1 show and leave, to be replaced by another the next week. "To prepare, I do the production board, scout for locations. Sometimes I'm involved in casting. While I'm doing that, the other first AD is on the show. The only way I'm involved is to be aware of when the other show finishes, and I start." Besides Vice, the 37-year-old native of Brooklyn has worked on feature films such as